So first, I want to take a quick look at how APTRA, and realize I'll probably refer to it as the APA, bear with me, immediately impacted Texas agency rulemaking. Right there in the name, APTRA created the Texas Register. It stands for the Administrative Procedure and Texas Register Act. And you have here what I think is the first issue of the Texas Register. APTRA created procedures for transparency, notice, comment, standardized deadlines, and it really set a standard for every agency, as well as practitioners and the public, to be able to participate in the rulemaking process across the board. It gave people a right to declaratory judgment on a rule's validity or applicability. And it said, you got to take those rules out of the desk drawer. All agencies had to file their existing rules. They didn't have to put them up for notice and comment, but they had to file with the register their existing rules if they wanted to continue to be effective after March 1st, 1976. There was a tweak in 1981 that required agencies to include the beloved reason justification in their rule proposals, but it was a pretty significant impact on consistency and applicability to rulemaking when it went into effect in 1976. Now, in terms of contested cases and agency decision-making, APTRA's immediate changes really depended upon the agency. And as I said earlier, the legislature had enacted many APA-like statutes. They'd done so on an agency-by-agency basis. So for some agencies in the 1970s, things changed a lot. Others, not so much. But now, everybody in the practice space of a contested case or agency decision-making knew that there was a presumptive standard under APTRA for due process, for notice and contested case hearings. There was a specific prohibition on ex parte communications. We'll get more into that. And there was also what I put in quotes, standardized judicial review via motions for rehearings, exhaustion of remedies, and standards at the appellate level. And again, we'll get into that a little bit more detail later. Now, finally, through the APA or the APTRA's evolution, we had 1991. There was a new addition to the administrative law family. You had APTRA, you had open meetings and open records, and then finally, SOA. And while SOA is not actually enacted as part of the true APTRA or APA, it certainly does impact significant portions of administrative practice in the contested case space. So we're going to focus on that for just a minute. And one of the biggest reasons for the APA was this underlying notion of fundamental fairness. As agency dispute resolution and contested cases became more complex through the late 1970s and early 1980s, there was a real concern that the existing captive agency hearing officer system, where the agency's hearing officers worked and were employees of that agency. And there was a real concern that this just wasn't fair. And so in the mid-1980s, Texas House study concluded that an independent hearing officer system was a solid idea, but that agencies needed to retain the ultimate decision-making power to define the meaning of their relevant statutes, as well as the power to essentially substitute judgment as to the application of their law. And so it was in 1991 that the legislature created SOA, which began operating in 1992. My understanding is they started off with 6 ALJs and 3 support staff. And some of the first agencies to go under SOA's jurisdiction were TABC and my agency, TDI, which, if you know much about that, was undergoing a lot of scrutiny of its own in the early 1990s. And as we heard yesterday, over the years, SOA's jurisdiction has been increased significantly. It now conducts tens of thousands of hearings per year in multiple offices all over the state. And has pivoted very rapidly to sort of a virtual courtroom in the last several months. Probably not something it was thinking about when it was created in the early 1990s. And then finally, in the evolution of the APA, we come to 1993. As most of you know, Texas articles were recodified into codes. And in 1993, APTRA was codified into the government code. The part of APTRA concerning the Texas Register was transferred to Chapter 2002 of the government code, and the remainder of APTRA was transferred to 2001 and designated the Administrative Procedure Act, or the APA. But in reality, it was just a recodification, not a significant change. So a lot of issues that you're dealing with are applicable for case law pre-1993. And now I want to move to focus on challenges. What are things that we have seen over the 45 years of the APA that continue to challenge practitioners and could become challenges in the future? And that's what I want to spend the rest of this presentation focusing on. Standard of review and deference. Two topics that I would guess could be APA challenges number one and number two for practitioners in the courts. And honestly, if you've attended any administrative law CLEs, you've heard at least one presentation on either of these topics. And if you've heard one, I think there have been more discussion about these two topics in administrative law than all the rest